Oh, and welcome back to the Nevada County Concert Band's third concert in our Picnic Pops concert series with conductor Cheryl Woltseth. I am David Rossbrim, your Master of Ceremonies, and we are broadcasting live on radio station KVMR 89.5 from Pioneer Park in Nevada City, California. We can also be heard on 104.7 Woodland, 105.1 Truckee, 88.3 Camino, and streaming at kvmr.org. In the early 20th century, a person who was always dressed in the newest and most up-to-date styles was called a fashion plate. But this song was not written for a true fashion plate. That's because trombonist C.E. Duble wrote it as a joke to honor his conductor, Merle Evans, who was a notorious cheapskate. When not wearing his uniform as conductor of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Circus Band, he was, well, a slob. Evans conducted the circus band from 1919 to 1969, and every time they played this song, it gave the band a private laugh. Let's listen to the circus march that he titled Evans Fashion Plate. Today's concert theme is By the Nines, and we continue now with more songs and events from the years ending in the number nine. For example, did you ever wonder why the main highway through our town is numbered 49? Well, the 1849 Gold Rush was a large part of our California history, especially in Nevada County. Our great Highway 49 winds its way through many famous gold mining sites, including the James Marshall Gold Discovery State Historic Park and our own Empire Mine State Historic Park. Mining was hard work, and there were no guarantees. But today might be different because we have nine gold panners portrayed by these nine tambourines. And the next song is entitled Eureka, the Great American Gold Rush.
Thank you. Eureka!
The year of 1949 saw the film debut of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis in My Friend Irma, the start of the TV series The Lone Ranger, and the first appearance of both the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote in a Warner Brothers cartoon. NASCAR stock racing was inaugurated this year, and history was made in the ninth inning when Ebbets Field lights in Brooklyn were turned on, making it the first World Series game finished under artificial lights, whereas the first scheduled World Series night game would not be held until 1971, 22 years later. On the Broadway scene in 1949, the new musical, South Pacific, opened in New York City. Filled with memorable songs by the team of Rodgers and Hammerstein, it was adapted 9 years later to the big screen. Let's listen to highlights from South Pacific. And now Cheryl's going to introduce the instrumentation of the band.
This is something I like to do at just our July concert when we have all these instruments here, because I wanted you to know what's going on here. So over here on this side, there are 13 piccolos and flutes. Would you hold up the flutes, please? Hold up the flutes. There's the flutes. There's the piccolos. All right. Moving across to this side, there are two oboes. There they are. Four bassoons. You will hardly ever see four bassoons in one spot. So that was amazing. And a contrabassoon. No, contra sarusaphone. That's what it is. There he is. That's amazing, too. Contrabass sarusaphone. All right, over here in the clarinets, 16 clarinets. Hold up. Good. And one lonely alto clarinet. There she is in the middle. But next to her are three bass clarinets. Aren't those pretty? Okay, we're moving to this side over here now. Alto saxophones, there are eight. That looks pretty. Six tenor saxophones. And three baritone saxophones. Woo! Yeah, those were hiding behind the stands. You didn't see them. All right, back row, trumpets. 10 trumpets, I think, up there. Yep. Four. Four horns and F. Four horns and F. Where are they? Hold them up high, girls. Oh, okay, we got two of them up. Can you guys hold all four of them up at once? There they go. All right, trombones, you saw them a little earlier, but now you get to see them. There are 9 plus 4. That makes 13 trombones. By far one of the most represented other than the flutes, which tied. Okay, next is the baritones and euphoniums. There are 7 of those. There they are. On this side, the tubas. There are 5 tubas today. We have a bass guitar. Can you hold up your bass guitar?
Yeah.
There it is. And we have a guest musician here with his string bass. It's there. And the percussion section. You knew that was going to happen, right? 10 band hands, the people we can't do without during a concert. They're everywhere. Everywhere. Plus, our friends at KVMR, we have quite a few over here. Make sure you stop by and tell them thank you for recording and broadcasting us today.
In the 2019 season, the Nevada County Concert Band will feature 3 trios, a clarinet trio, a trombone trio, and a trumpet trio. And 3 trios make 9 players. Get it? 3 times 3 equals 9. The 9s have it again. Here to play the Merriment Polka is our band's clarinet trio, Darren Scarborough, Jan Waldseth, and David Lake. Thank you. 1939 was the height of the big band era and the only time in American musical history that the popularity of jazz eclipsed all other forms of music. The sounds of Duke Ellington, Benny Goodman, Count Basie, and others helped guide Americans through the hard times that included the Great Depression, World War II, and the post-war recession. Based out of New York, Glenn Miller's band experimented with the orchestral sound of the saxophone section to create his signature sound, even though he was a well-known trombone player himself. The Nevada County Concert Band presents three classic tunes made famous by Glenn Miller and his orchestra, Tuxedo Junction, Serenade in Blue, and In the Mood.
Thank you.
In the Hollywood Review of 1929, MGM's silent movie stars were introduced in their first talkie film with skits, songs, and dance numbers. And the event's signature tune was Singing in the Rain, long before it was reused in the 1952 musical. Also, in today's medley of rain tunes are Come Rain or Come Shine, a blues number made famous by Ella Fitzgerald, and of course, the 1969 hit, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. For all of our Facebook followers and who are part of our email, fan email list, we asked all of you to bring your most colorful umbrellas. Let's see your umbrellas. All right. Now's the time to get them out. So I want to see a sea of beautiful color throughout this wonderful medley, and I encourage you all to dance with your umbrella today, wherever you are, because you just can't help it when you hear the song Singing in the Rain. Thank you. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Straining against the Earth's gravity, the Kennedy Space Center launched Apollo 11, carrying the first astronauts to set foot on the moon. The world watched and dreamed of all things possible. That was 50 years ago, and the year was 1969. Since then, we've continued to push our boundaries, imagining what else is there to see. Through stories, films, television, and more, we explore as far as we can reach, invent ways to get there, and fantasize about our future. Right now, in this year, 2019, the twin spacecrafts of Voyager 1 and 2 are studying the solar system's planets and their moons, and the interplanetary space probe called New Horizons that was directed to visit Pluto has gone even further since. As we end the 2010 decade, let this be something from which we are proud. May we continue to strive for the next summit, rise to even higher heights, and go beyond the horizon.
Thank you.
I hope you have enjoyed today's concert. The Nevada County Concert Band's next performance is on Saturday, August 10th at the Nevada County Fair. Then we'll be back here in Nevada City's Pioneer Park on Sunday, August 25th, with the fourth concert in our Picnic Pop series, which will be themed Nine Lives. As always, every concert is different, so come back and hear us again and again. All the events are listed in your program or on our website. Soon we'll share pictures and videos from today's concert with you, and don't forget to like us on Facebook. And now the band will play America's National March, John Philip Sousa's The Stars and Stripes Forever. Thank you. Thank you for enjoying the Nevada County Concert Band's concert by the Nines at Pioneer Park in Nevada City, California. And if you leave this concert in better spirits than when you came, then we've accomplished our goal. And thanks for our listening audience for joining us on KVMR Radio. Have a great evening.